Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Now, Kimmel's show was suspended by Disney last Wednesday, but despite Kimmel's return, some ABC affiliates owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group and Nexstar Media Group are still preempting the show. And Jimmy Kimmel went on to thank Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, Clay Travis, Senator Ted Cruz for supporting him during his suspension. He said that he thanks the people who support a show, but most of all, thanks the people who don't support a show, but support his right to have one. So I think if you weren't expecting an apology or any reflection from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, still wasn't an apology.
No.
Now, and there's not going to be. He meant to do this. He did. Absolutely did not care one iota, wanted even to make political fodder with it. And probably Lee honestly got the talking points from Chuck Schumer because, who is the Democrat leader of the Senate. There's a history of Schumer and the Democrats literally handing Jimmy Kimmel the talking points for his show. Of all people, the Daily Beast busted him on that years ago. So, he tried to make score political points off Charlie Kirk's death. He did not see the flashing warning signs because he could not see Charlie Kirk as a human being. That is why. He did not anticipate how the lie that he told would hit because he doesn't see our side as human, which is pretty standard for the Democrat. This is who Jimmy Kimmel really is. And I'll play it right here. Hold on.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Again, it had already been well established. He's not one of us. Jimmy Kimmel didn't care. I mean, when you get called out by Nate Silver, who is a leading light, leading pundit, pollster for the left, saying, wow. And late Nate Silverly is blown away at how a lie like this, that he's MAGA, could make it all the way up and end up on Jimmy Kimmel's air. And he put a post on it saying, look, there's a lot of fakeness about this on Blue Sky. And essentially what this must mean is the writers are taking fake news off Blue Sky, the liberal app, and putting it on the Jimmy Kimmel show. I mean, Nate Silver couldn't believe it. He said, I don't want to call you guys on Blue Sky liars. I don't want to call Keith Olbermann a liar. But he said, I don't know what else to do. It's not true. This guy's not MAGA. And Nate Silver is a leading light on the left. And he's on all the cable channels. So, I mean, the question remains, how did you get this wrong if you didn't mean to? And the only answer you can come up with is, Lee, he meant to.
Yes.
He meant to. They are so used to being able to dehumanize and demonize us without any kind of pushback that when it finally came in a way most people would have anticipated, right? Again, this is basic social crisis. Your average American does not go to the neighborhood barbecue and have a couple of laughs over a guy assassinated while wearing a freedom shirt. It's not funny. But they're in such small, insulated circles, he didn't see it coming. He showed the world who he was. He got the exact expected pushback, not partisan pushback, just general social graces, Lee. Basic manners that sixth graders understand. You don't make fun of a guy who got assassinated, and if you're gonna, don't lie about him in a way that was debunked 2 days ago. Simple operational rules, and don't do it with that acid sarcasm in your mouth. Again, regular people who are not political, who go to social events and interact socially with normal human beings like themselves, understand these social rules. And the left has all but abandoned them. That's how he ended up here, and I'm glad to see him crying. I hope it hurt. I do. I hope it hurt. He deserved to hurt for that. He hurt Charlie Kirk's family. They did. The left needed a wake-up call here. But they didn't get it.
No.
They didn't get it. Look at the timing yesterday. The big lie the left is telling right now is that they are living through the most horrific censorship regime that has ever occurred in American history. I am not exaggerating. Literally, Jake Tapper said that yesterday. He was he was on one of the late night shows. Listen to this madness.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Networks are allowed to cancel shows.
Well, to be clear, the federal government did not take any action.
No!
I mean, that's part of the lie about this whole issue that I still have a big problem with. The FCC, the Trump administration, no legal authority over the networks took any action. Period. There was none. It was their customers that took the action.
You are the lead anchor for CNN, and you say something so ignorant on, and there's no way he didn't see this, Lee. I mean, again, it was trending down the side of X. Jake Tapper saw it. He knows that incredibly yesterday, bluntly, Google/YouTube admitted he couldn't have missed this.
Yeah.
There's no way he missed this. Again, lead thing trending yesterday on X. All day long. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. YouTube admits Biden censored them. YouTube to give back accounts they took for what it turns out was true information. I feel vindicated. Finally, I was exactly one of these people. I've been talking about it for years. I've lost two YouTube accounts. I'm on my third. I stopped streaming on it last week because I got a strike. Or was it the week before? I can't remember. I got a strike. Once you go to three, you lose it permanently and they lock you out. And I have to find creative ways to get a new account. So I stopped streaming on it so as not to get the third strike because I'm running out of servers and computers to create new accounts for. And everybody knows this happened. This news broke yesterday that YouTube's saying, well, we're going to give you your account back. And for Tapper to go on television on a late night show and say that? How? Okay, Lee, we had an entire Supreme Court hearing, Murtha versus Missouri, went all the way to the Supreme Court. One of the judges in his ruling described Biden's censorship as Orwell's America. Did Tapper miss that? And if he did, should he still be the lead anchor at CNN and be allowed to function? You hear this, you think it's a great possibility. He's mentally ill. Truly. I mean, you have to be mentally ill at this point. But you are an absolute inveterate liar to the point of evil, because you're pretending to be fighting censorship. You're pretending to be fighting for the First Amendment, and yet you are lying about the biggest censorship event in American history. Or you are just so ignorant, you should be nowhere near a newsroom. I don't know what it is, but folks, this is CNN. This is Jake Tapper. I mean, this is incredible.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours. Yeah. You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Networks are allowed to cancel shows.
This takes me back to this past Sunday, our pastor's sermon about removing the speck from your brother's eye when you've got a log in yours.
But you know what this is? I'm going to tell you what he's doing here. This is a backhanded slam, okay? Oh, what Biden did, that wasn't censorship. You might have lost two of your YouTube accounts and be on your third that you're about to lose. But you know, and you might have had your Facebook account frozen for years and not been able to speak, but you're misinformation. It's not real speech. You're not a real person. What you have to say is no value. So when you're censored, it doesn't count. That's what he's doing. That's the backhanded slam there. But me, Jake Tapper, what I say is important, even if I'm lying.
Yes.
Because he's lying. And so you people are not fully human. Again, it's the same thing that, you know, we heard from Jimmy Kimmel. That's what he was doing. He was demeaning the humanity of Charlie Kirk, turning it into a joke. Jake Tapper's doing the same thing. Well, you people don't say the things we like. You don't have the preferred narrative. And so your speech isn't even real speech, so it doesn't count when you get censored. And so he could say, well, you know, it's the worst censorship ever. Which is ridiculous. Again, NextStar came out through their spokesperson and said, we had no contact with the federal government, nothing we did had anything to do with Brendan Carr, the FCC, or anything.
Like I said.
They flat out said it in an official statement, and Jake Tapper's pretending that didn't happen.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to pretend, they're trying to come up with a narrative, a completely false narrative, that the federal government censored the First Amendment rights of a poor, innocent citizen.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
Yeah. And to do what? To feed the narrative of Trump is a dictator,
right,
fascist,
exactly.
fascist Nazi, to drive the next shooter.
Yeah.
To drive the next shooter. Because when you feel like, wow, we've come to the phase of dictatorship where we're censored, and you think that because you are a victim of Jake Tapper and his lies and his fake news, people will pick up guns. This is what drives it right here. They feel scared. They feel cornered. They feel like they have no other option. And they are living in complete delusion created by the liar, Jake Tapper. It is so unspeakably immoral. Not just to do the censorship, not just to ignore the censorship at the time, but to rewrite history in a way you know will drive the next shooter. You know they will. It's unbelievable. What do I do? Do I keep my current YouTube account? It's so confusing for people now. Lee, what should I do?
It's so hard to come up with different usernames and passwords.
Well, I know. So. And if I go back, it's going to confuse people. Yeah. And then here, can I ask this question too? I've got 6,000 followers on Rumble. I had to start that after I lost my account with total between the two, 9,000. Just for YouTube, where do I go to get those?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money out of my pocket for my podcast, for everything, for my show, for my streaming. Where do I go to get that back? Maybe I should ask Jake Tapper he knows everything.
Maybe he'll cut you a check.
Maybe he'll cut me a check.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check. It wasn't a UN speech. No. It was a battle cry.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt now calling for an investigation after an escalator stalled while carrying President Trump and the First Lady at yesterday's UN meeting.
First, it was the escalator, then it was the teleprompter, and then Katie Pavlich from Town Hall, who we offered a seat in the press pool to cover the president's historic speech today, noticed that the audio inside of the room was much lower and different for the president of the United States than the previous speaker. So when you put all of this together, it doesn't look like a coincidence.
Levitt went on to say that if any UN staffers are found to have purposely messed with the president's escalator or any of that other stuff, they will be held accountable. The UN denies any nefarious activity, pinning the blame on a videographer from the Trump delegation who ran ahead, triggering the escalator's stop mechanism.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain the volume or the teleprompter going out when it was previously working. And by the way, if you watch the speech, when he calls them out for the teleprompter not working, it suddenly comes back on like that. And you know what happened? You could tell the annoyance was building. And the first thing that got me to tune in was I was watching live on Fox News. I was doing my Battleground podcast yesterday. And Melania's face, she looked enraged. I've never seen that look on her face before. She looked really pissed. I'm like, why is Melania so angry? Because she knew what they were doing. That's why. And they did it to her. She almost fell in public. That was the point of them stopping the elevator. And they stopped it. They did. They wanted to see both of them fall in public. And Trump did the most glorious thing. He went, okay, got no teleprompter. You could tell he had been pushed too far. It was one of the most glorious speeches I've ever heard. And he talked about how Europe is heading down a path to total destruction, something we've documented endlessly here. Meaning there's not only nowhere to run if we lose this country, there's nowhere left to be free on earth but here. Take a listen.
People with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing a few years ago. And then President Obama would get into Air Force One, a massive Boeing 747, and not a new one, an old one with old engines that spew everything into the atmosphere. He'd talk about the carbon footprint, we must do so. Then he'd get in and he'd fly from Washington to Hawaii to play a round of golf. And he'd talk about, again, global warming and the carbon footprint. It's a con job. At extreme cost and expense, Europe reduced its own carbon footprint by 37%. Think of that. Congratulations, Europe. Great job. Cost yourself a lot of jobs, a lot of factories closed, but you reduce the carbon footprint by 37%. However, for all of that sacrifice and much more, it's been totally wiped out and then some by a global increase of 54%, much of it coming from China and other countries that are thriving around China, which now produces more CO2 than all the other developed nations in the world. So all of these countries are working so hard on the carbon footprint, which is nonsense, by the way. You know, it's interesting. In the United States, we have still radicalized environmentalists, and they want the factories to stop. Everything should stop. No more cows. We don't want cows anymore. I guess they want to kill all the cows. They want to do things that are just unbelievable, and you have it too.
Absolutely blasted them for this. And folks, as I've explained many times, none of this is an accident. If you study authoritarian communist and socialist regimes, mainly authoritarian communist regimes, they always do the same thing. Left always does the same thing. They seize means of production. Yes, there's a reason Zohran Mamdani used that quote. Seas means a production of two things always, food and fuel, every single time. They make it a property of the government, and then they redistribute it for your safety and security, energy and food security, according to politics and your value to the party. That is how they kept control in the USSR. Everybody thinks it's the gulag. It's not. You want to know how it works? Read We the Living by Ayn Rand. And it's about her time there after the Russian Revolution. They would have you spend hours. They would create artificial scarcities for fuel and food and then let you spend hours waiting online with your ration card for it. And your place in line was determined by your loyalty to the party and how much the party valued you by as a human being. And the system was rigged. So at the end of the line, the cards would always run out. They could say, well, you got a ration card. Yeah, but guess what? There's no more food. It's illegal to buy on a black market. You go to the gulag, die in Siberia. So hope you got some body fat on you. Get you to next week. And you would spend the rest of your week trying to survive, buy off the black market, avoid the police. It kept you busy and you couldn't overthrow them. They're trying to recreate this system. That is what global warming is. They know there's no global warming. It is a system of destruction, of self-sufficiency in the West, and then eventually with the means for takeover. I've explained this extreme, you know, many times on the Battleground America podcast and on this show, how it works. Get to the Lever Act, which is already on the books in America, allows the federal government to ration food and fuel and take over means of production in a national emergency, create a national emergency around global warming and climate change. And now your enemies, you've already censored in silence, have to beg you for food. It's so old and boring, honestly. They've done it in so many countries, Cuba, USSR. They never changed their playbook. They're not creative people. Trump called him out on all of it. Again, that book's We the Living by Ayn Rand. Read it. So you can understand the enemy, and everything they do with climate change will make perfect sense.
And listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In front of the UN, Trump did something remarkable. Accused them correctly of funding the assault on Western cultures by hordes of illegal immigrants. Running what is, and I've said this for a long time, not just the Democrats' replacement voter drive at the border to give the left total power, destroy the Republican Party once and for all, so they're a one-party system like China. No, no, no. This is a national and international voter drive paid for, lock, stack, and barrel by the UN, which he said spent $327 million to pay for illegal immigrants to illegally invade. I'm sorry, it was $372 million. In cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the U.S. He said entry was illegal. The U.N. funded it. He said, you are creating problems we didn't have before. And he blasted them for, quote, funding an assault on Western cultures by bringing in people incompatible. Now, why, when it comes to Europe, would you bring in Muslims? It's very simple. It's always, always, always math. Sunni Muslims are the big believers in jihad. All of the 9/11 attackers were Sunni. Vote Democrat at a 92% rate. They vote for socialists. They vote for welfare. So that's why they are being brought in to create one-party systems across the world. Barack Obama flooded the country with Sunni Muslims, but he also flooded the country with Hispanics who, as all of this, you know, happened, and Biden did it too, we're voting in the majority for Democrats. They still do, but the majority they vote for Democrats is the majority numbers are lower because Trump won the largest ever portion of the Hispanic vote, but they still do vote in the majority when women are counted for Democrats. And that's what's going on here. And he called him out on it. He called him out on what they were doing. They took his teleprompter, and I think that was honestly the last straw for Trump. And he said that the UN is headed down the path to total destruction. And he put that together with the green scam, the double-tailed monster.
Cost their country's fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know. They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail. And if you don't stop people that you've never seen before, that you have nothing in common with, your country is going to fail. I'm the president of the United States, but I worry about Europe. I love Europe. I love the people of Europe. And I hate to see it being devastated by energy and immigration. This double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake, and they cannot let that happen any longer. You're doing it because you want to be nice.
Nah, he knows better. They're doing it because they envy China. They want a Chinese-style one-party system with absolute iron-fisted rule and a censorship regime that is the basis for world government built around censorship. They basically have it now outside of our borders. I want to play this for you. I wish I could show you. I can't because it's radio. I wish I could show you the visual here. The speech police in the UK have raided over 3,000 homes. And they just in the last 6 weeks have put together a national force. They're the ones that go and kick a door in if you won't hand over your cell phone. And if you look at who they're sending, it's remarkable in these videos. Very young, woke women in police uniforms. I mean, and I'm shockingly young. I'm saying 22 to 25. In this video, you can't see this. One of them is a cute, very young blonde girl, can't be older than 22. The other one is a Muslim young woman, can't be older than 22, 23, in a hijab. The child in question, listen to this. The child in question merely viewed a politically incorrect meme, did not share it. A child's 11 years old. Watch them threaten to arrest the child. This is a British mother is recording. This is your future if the Democrats win again at the national level, win the presidency. Listen to this.
So I just need to know why would she's basically viewed a post, which is not an arrestable offence.
Yeah. Offense, okay. It happened in May and you're fine. The only thing is we need to seize the phone at this current moment. The phone needs to get seized from us, otherwise we will escalate this further.
But with a voluntary interview.
So have you seized anyone else? Is she the only child you're picking on?
Voluntary interview, you'd be able to come
have you spoken to anyone else? No, we'll come to the station now.
Do you mind letting her finish her sentence before
she does have to get further escalated, unfortunately?
That's fine, we'll come to the station now.
The phone isn't seized right now, and we're not able to basically get the phone. We'd have to escalate this further, which means your daughter will get arrested.
For what? Viewing a social media post? Is that
I need to go with that in order to...
No, absolutely not.
What should we do to prevent destruction of evidence?
Lisa, that's fine. I would like you to leave now. I'd like you to leave.
Lisa, this is why you're
okay. I have nothing more to say to you. A social media post. I've got nothing more to say. I'd like you to leave. You've harassed this child enough. I'd like you to leave.
Lisa, that's no worries.
What you can't see here, because it's a video, is these two young police officers. You can you hear the sound? They've pushed deeper into the house. They push their way into that house. They push their way past the front stoop, through the front door, basically physically pushed her into her foyer. They're trying to get upstairs where the child is to get her phone or arrest her for viewing a social media post. This country's top prosecutor, UN's top prosecutor, says they had asserted under the Biden administration, they have the right to extradite you, conservative Americans, for what you post on social media. And the only thing standing between you and the British court system and those thugs, because that's what they are, is Donald J. Trump. So whatever you have to do to get your friends and family to vote for us in the next presidential election, you better start now, because that is your grandkids' future right there. Left-wing Democrat assassin Ryan Ruth, guilty to the shock of his daughter, who is debatably as crazy as he is. The guy offered a $150,000 bounty on Trump's head after he was caught trying to kill him. What part of he's going to get off do you think was going to happen? Ryan Ruth committed the crime of attempting to execute Donald Trump while parked in his driveway in Hawaii. There's a pickup truck. On the back of that pickup truck is a Biden-Harris sticker. Now, if this was reversed, and God forbid one of us had gone after Biden or Kamala Harris, and we'd had only that, our work truck, we drove every day, on the back of it was a Trump bumper sticker. You think anything else would be needed? You think? To know the complex motivations of the shooter. No, nothing else would be needed. Republicans would be on their knees condemning the shooter, repudiating the shooter. We'd have to own him. Democrats just go right on pretending Ryan Ruth wasn't one of them. Because of the double standard. And, you know, to some extent, we allow this double standard. We've got to stop allowing this double standard with our increasing control of media and message. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Ryan Ruth was a left-wing assassin. And one of the things that him representing himself in court allowed is there was no real evidence presented on, we still don't know, he had 17 cell phones, folks. Who's he talking? What does he need that for? Who's he talking to on those phones? Is he any connections to Ukraine? Well, the only reason I'm asking is the Ukrainian government put J.D. Vance on a kill list. Elon Musk on a kill list. Jack Posobiec, kill list. Assassination list. And even recorded YouTube videos. I'm sorry, X videos. Urging the killing. That was the spokesperson for the Ukrainian government. And then the guy with the Harris Biden sticker on the back of his truck, who comes to kill Trump, trained with the Azov Battalion. Wait a minute, who are they? Oh, their spokesperson was the one encouraging the assassination of Jack Posobiec, J.D. Vance, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, there's probably no connection there. Well, you know, we probably shouldn't even look at it. I'm sure none of this is really important. Let's just carry on with the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.